Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This show is a product of the BevNet Online Radio. I am your host, Adrian Allen, and I would like to thank you for coming to this 2-year anniversary show with me, Adrian. It has been a heck of a week, and we're just going to thank God that we are still here, we are still moving, we are still doing what we need to do. Kids, if you are here and you are listening to me, you already know the deal. You shouldn't even be around me right now. I know there's testing coming up. Some other kids have gotten some other new testing coming up. One thing I can say about a test, y'all, just rock out. If you prepare yourselves, you'll be fine. Don't prepare yourselves, you won't be fine. So that means that the next day, which you get to listen, pay more attention in class, because you're going to have to be tested on this information, and one day you will have to know this information. So the best thing to do is learn it while you can, keep it fresh while you got it, and take all of the tests that you can and do really well with it. All right? So if that is all that you needed to hear from me, take your little asses to bed, because I got some things that I would like to talk about tonight. So, live from Long Beach, California, I am, again, Adrian Allen, and this is Misunderstandings with Just Ed. So now, like I said, it is my anniversary. There's a couple ways that I wanted to do this. I actually came up with a topic, but before I get into my topic, I thought about it, and I said, well, damn, if I've been on this show for 2 years, that says that we have touched on a lot of things. We have went from bitch-ass niggas to learning how to be better bitch-ass niggas to learning how not to be bitch-ass niggas to learning how to love bitch-ass niggas. And then we left the bitch-ass niggas alone for a little bit, and then we touched on, I'll just call them the Empire Generations, the Empirees, or whatever y'all want to call yourselves, the ones that love Empire, that watch Empire. We watched Empire come out with a bang. Well, y'all thought it was a bang. Well, you know, with all of the controversy and everything else. And then we realized that, you know, there were issues that were going on within the Empire that became controversial issues within our 2-year trial here on Misunderstandings with Adrian. So as you even see with the Empire Generation, you understand when they have ways and they have different things that would happen. Get your interests involved and then kill them dead. Why not? I don't mean that literally, but you know what I mean. So it's like we set ourselves up to, I guess, be bamboozled, to be led astray, to be set up. It seems like we live for the setup. If we don't really see the setup, we don't even believe that this shit is real. So it seems as if we are actually transforming our world to actually live for the setup and not for the getup, if you could understand what I mean. It's like we'd rather sit fucked up so we can talk about it and video it and live chat it and do all of these other things instead of asking someone for help or going and putting on a nice suit and going and volunteering somewhere and maybe even getting a damn job somewhere. We don't put ourselves out there as if this is ours to go get. We kind of sit back and just be like, oh, all right, it's all right. And whatever I get is just what I get. And I'm okay with that because that's just the way it's supposed to be. And that's just how it's been for generations. And because it's been like that for generations, it's going to be like that for generations to come. Well, what I have tried to do here on Misunderstandings with Adrian is try to take those everyday situations that have become misunderstandings in our lives and help us a little bit understand them a little bit better. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of people were just confused and completely bewildered because all I did was cuss. And because every other word was a curse word and everything, I mean, I don't want them motherfuckers out there to think that I'm not going to fucking cuss. But the point of it is that some motherfuckers out there were mad that the way that I chose to use my words or the way I chose to use my language. And to them, I say kudos to you because that meant you probably listened to me every fucking day, every fucking week for the last 2 years just so that you could make sure that I was still on the same vibe that I was on 2 years ago. Well, if anyone is there that has been there from the beginning, the number is 347-202-0392. If you can see a change, if you can hear a change, if you can feel the change, then press 1 and I would love to hear where you think misunderstandings have gone within the last 2 years. Now, I know we also touched on a lot of relationship things. Love me or hate me or love me or leave me the fuck alone. If you loved me when I was doing this, then how is it that now you have changed me completely to being something that I don't even fucking love, but you yet love that? So who in the hell do you really love? That was a good one because I remember the young man whom actually gave me that topic. All I want to say is right here on the BevNet, on my 2-year anniversary, for any of those people who were there and we actually sat through that show, I just want you to know that it is not for naught because that young man and his wife are together, they are doing well, and they are actually expecting a new baby boy. So for that, I applaud them. I applaud God most and foremost. And I definitely applaud misunderstandings with Adrian because it was an easy way for them to get that conversation into the airways. And if you realize it, that's really what this whole thing is about. Getting the conversation to go from one place to the next. If you can move a conversation from one place to the next, that means that you're going somewhere. If you move the same conversation and it stays right there every time, then there's something wrong with the conversation. It's either not a genuine conversation, it's one of the people that you're talking to is completely full of shit kind of conversation, or the other person or both of you have no idea of where you would want to be like tomorrow, which says that there's no hope in your life that says that 5 years from now, I want to be this, or 8 years from now, I can see myself sitting here. Why am I saying that? Because my name is Adrian, and there are a lot of people out there that never have understood me at all. The one thing that I definitely did understand was the day that I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I understood at that moment that God had a call on my life. What was the call? I wasn't really fucking sure yet. And I'm going to be honest, because I was really trying to figure it out because I went from wearing stilettos and shit to looking at all of my shoes and stuff thinking, okay, so what am I going to wear now? So I went from stilettos to flip-flops because I didn't even understand the concept of like a flat shoe or a sneaker. Somebody put me onto the sandal thing, but it was like the flat sandal just wasn't my thing. So, yeah, it was different for me. But at the same time, I wasn't dead yet, so I had to figure out a new way of doing things. See, some people think that when they do hit the bottom, when they hit the place where they're like, ah, I'm done, where they are all the way spent and there is nowhere else to look. Some people believe that that is it right there. There's other people that will say, you know, the cliches, you know, when you're at your rope's end, tie a knot on it and hold on tight. Yeah, well, if you ever held onto a fucking rope and you tied a knot to it and you tried to hold onto it, your fucking weight is too much. You know, you're going to be dropped down into the ground and it's just going to be everything. So as you're going through this tying yourself up and everything, all of these things that you are doing, it's so easy to just say, you know what? I give up. God, I literally give up. Standing right here where I'm at, I just give up. Because at the end of the day, this thing is over. I give up. When you look outside and you see what's going on in today's world, you can look at it and you can say, I give up. You can look at it and say, these kids aren't going to get any better. These kids aren't going to do this. Don't say that. Just look at them and say, Lord, I give up. I'd rather you give it to God than to call it out and just say whatever. Now, I see that I have a caller on line one. Caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, I don't know. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. I'm talking to you. How are you?
I'm awesome, Adrian. Does this voice sound familiar to you?
Oh, my goodness. No, it doesn't. Tell the world who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Cayman. I'm from the great state of New Jersey, from the city of Newark.
The brick city. This
yes,
man is an awesome tenor player now. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yo, nah. Yo, like, I just heard about this show, and I apologize. I didn't know anything about it before. I've tuned in before. Like, yo, this is, you talking some real shit right there. I like that.
But listen, Cayman, I'm so glad that you're here because everyone out there is like, you know what? The first thing that I can say to you that you would laugh at, they always tell me, Adrian, calm down. Calm down.
Yeah.
What do you mean, calm down?
Yeah.
Do you not know that I rock stadiums for years? Calm down. But see, now there is something else that we're fighting for, and it's like, I love you, bruh. You know I love you. And
this
guy's is his birthday is April 1st, so he's an April Fool's baby. So when you become an April Fool's baby, you know you don't take no shit. Because everybody
And I was listening to what you were saying, you know, to the people out there, like, yo, like, and I mean, like, it's just in my head. No, I don't give up, and I don't back down. So, like, you seen it. Like, I'm that's just not in my DNA. But for other people, they might need to hear that. But for me, nah. If it need to get done, I'm going to do it.
And this is what we were built like that. A lot of the people that are out there that are listening, they were built like that. But we have a situation now because we are watching a generation that ain't built like that. And we have to understand that these kids are not fucking built like that. As much as we want them to be built like that, they have not been raised like that. So they don't even understand the concept of built like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, and I love you guys because down in Jersey, one thing for sure, two things for certain. Everybody that touches me somewhere is affiliated with the kids. And y'all got to understand that if y'all don't fuck with the kids right now, I don't blame you because they're a little bit different. But we got to fuck with our kids because guess what? They are our kids and we did it. So how the hell do we look not wanting to deal with them fucking now? That's what I'm trying to figure out. We didn't fucking raise the motherfuckers. So now all of a sudden, now we like, oh, well, what's wrong with the babies? What the hell you mean what's wrong with the babies? These motherfuckers that we was raising that we wasn't raising is now having their own goddamn kids. So nobody's raised. Everybody in the house, nobody raised. Everybody partying. Everybody high. Everybody laughing and shit about the people that's getting beat up. Nobody's talking about anything. Then they want to talk about the election, and then you look at it, and you say, oh, shit, everybody go get high. Everybody go get fucked up. And it's like, well, what are we supposed to do?
Two things. Yo, when he was doing that sagging and bagging where the dudes was walking with their entire butt out, I literally used to walk up to him and tell him flat up and down, like, yo, you do realize that you're showing people that you're ready to receive sex. And nine times out of ten, they pull their pants up.
Huh. You should goose them. You should really. Well, see, you're a woman. Yeah, I'm a woman. So what I do is sometimes I take my fingernail, my pinky fingernail, and I will outline the crack of their ass.
See, that's where you gotta calm down, yo. You can't do stuff like that.
You see a kid flip all the way up to the ceiling, like, and then I say, well, damn, it was there. I'm sorry. Why don't you pull your shit up? And then the next time you see me, they got their shit all the way up by their neck. Talking about that bitch crazy, man. Leave her alone. That lady crazy. But yeah, that lady is misunderstood. And I got a show, and I tell them, download this app, and you can see me, and you can call the show, and everything will be great. But I've been doing this thing for 2 years, and I love it. Y'all know it, 347-202-0392. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff. Now, y'all know, now Cayman is a friend, and I love him to death, so he has not heard anything that I trust me, when I tell you, when they brothers, they know. If you're a brother of mine, you know how it is. So nothing is new under the sun. But, however, there are some people out there that are listening to me right now today that are sitting in some shit, and they really don't realize how that they are supposed to even get out of it. You know what's even better? Some people don't even realize that they're sitting in the shit and they are in the shit. The people around them can tell them that they smell like shit, or honey, wipe your face off because you got shit on your forehead or something like that. But when they are actually in the midst of their shit, they don't even know. What am I talking about? Okay. What's up?
Yo.
You know some people
shit,
that
like,
they make
like, it? Like, yo, like, at one point in my life, like, a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, when everything crashed and shit like that, I was doing construction, you know what I'm saying? Doing that damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Making mm-hmm. 2.5 G's a week. I was doing that shit. And then everything crashed, so I couldn't work no more. So for like, you know, like 6 to 8 weeks, I was in that funk. And then I realized, like, yo, like, I just woke up from a full night's sleep, and I didn't feel good. That was the point. I was like, yo, this shit got to change. And that was the day that it started to change. And right now, yo, I'm in a 6-bedroom house with a backyard, a front yard. Me and Robin married. We got a little daughter. Yo.
Oh, well, damn, I'm coming to Jersey. Sound like we coming to Jersey, Bad Matt. We coming to Jersey. We got a 6-bedroom house that we can have a party in. Hey, be Bad Matt. Misunderstandings, we having a get together. Misunderstandings, we're going to get together. Check it out.
I ain't got no problems with that at all. But my biggest thing was the moment that I woke up in the morning and didn't feel good is when I knew I needed to change. You're supposed to feel good every morning when you wake up. And then, like,
and
that's, just, that's like the biggest sign that something's wrong and you got to fix it.
I love you because you said, I realized it when I woke up. Do you know how many people actually wake up in the morning? They get up in the morning, but they don't wake up.
Yeah.
There's so many people that get up and they don't even realize that they are up.
Some people
go to bed on the same shit and wake up on the same shit. And it's like,
yeah, they
damn.
Keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's Einstein's definition of insanity.
But it says that mercies renew every morning. So
yep.
if you don't
every
know
morning
the
when
word,
you wake up, you're supposed to feel light. You're supposed to feel light. You're supposed to be able, like, yo, you ready to take this thing on? Like, yeah.
Yes. Okay, motivational speaker Cayman, are you still playing? You still play your horn?
Yeah, I got my Barry.
And this is what I'm talking about. And this is what I mean, people, when I say that these are people, when you guys have people that you guys hear my BevNet people call and then you hear college people call, it's like a completely different call. But one thing I can say is it is all family. And if God has allowed me to come into your contact and you don't fuck with me, then that's something wrong. It's something really wrong. Because it shouldn't be anything that big and that detrimental that you don't fuck with me. Because at the end of the day, I love you with the love of the Lord. You know, I might cuss your dumb ass the fuck out, but I still love you. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was no love lost. I just lost a couple of phones, so I didn't have your number no more. And then I didn't know. There was no love lost.
I love it. Cayman, I thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate the love. And, you know, it's funny that I have you on the phone because we're sitting there and we're wrapping it up. And we're wrapping up my 2 years. It's a lot of shit that happened in 2 years, and there's a lot of things that are going to be happening. within the next 2 years. You know, this is now my show. I have a show on Thursday, this Thursday, Misunderstandings with Adrian. But next Thursday, you got to check it out because it's the introduction of D-Block Church. So we actually taking it all the way to the
Church.
Damn fucking right. D-Block Church. Like when you on the block and you living it and you doing your thing and you got your thing going and you making your money for whoever you got to make your money for and your family got to eat and everything else. When the shit hits the fan and all else fails and you need some help, who is it that you call? You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to go right to D-Block Church and we're going to bless God for it. We're going to bless God for everybody that knows anything about it. If you don't know anything about it, now's the time to get on about it. Get on my Facebook. Get on my Instagram. Look at it. We're going to start telling people about it. You know, those people that are sitting in their own shit and they don't even know they're in their own shit. What do you mean by that, Adrian? All right, here's an example. If you see a person one day and they are sitting there and they are happy as go lucky, and you're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, whoa, I got a promotion, da-da-da-da-da, I got this new job, you know what I mean, I got this new girl, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah, we're about to get married, we got cars, we got this, we got that, we got this, and everything is everything, and you're like, well, wow, that's great, and all you hear is I got this, and I did this, and I did that, and I did this, and then I could do this, and then I was able to do that, and I was this, and I was this, and I was that, and then before you know it, you just realize that it's like, my God, this person is really, really doing really, really well off. And then you might even look at yourself and question your fucking self because this motherfucker is I, and it's so great and it has been so good and everything. So now, like, let's say, like, 3 months go by. Now, you got this motherfucker in your head because all you remember is the car, the family, the wife, the girls, the dogs, the everything that they had, the money, the bling, you know, the story, the I story. So now 3 months later, you see him, and he on the bus stop. But he still got the same bling and the same clothes and everything. But he on the bus stop. So when you pull up, oh, yeah. See, he got a story for the car.
Yeah.
Understand that. He got a story for the car. But he still got
the
bling and everything else. Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's
right,
what it
like,
is.
Yeah. You got a Bentley, but you need your mama to get you gas money. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Shit like that. Stuff like, or it don't have no tags on it. It's been
or the taxes expired, your license ain't no good, no nothing like
what?
That.
You're
like
just raggedy all around. Like
my
you're
biggest
raggedy.
Thing is like, yo, you just can never, ever, ever doubt that thing you got beating in your chest. If somebody else got it and you actually want it, don't lust after it. Don't do that. But say to yourself, I can get that if I felt like it. And then actually go do it. Because just the universe and God are going to make a way. If that's what you really want to do, the way will be made for you. You ain't got nothing to worry about from that point. You just actually have to do it.
And I think Cayman said it better. So you actually have to do it. So that runs us right into the topic. Are you going to answer that? Like, how many times are you going to have to sit there and realize that shit is not the way that you wanted it to be? How many times are you going to have to realize that maybe I might have to go talk to this stupid motherfucker that I don't want to fucking have to talk to?
Are
you going to have to buckle down and do some dumb shit you don't want to fucking do, but it's going to feed your fucking family? Are you ready to answer that? I mean, damn. You going to let that bitch keep ringing? Because everybody else around you want to pick it up for you. But nobody else can pick up your call. Nobody else can pick up what God has for you. Because whatever God has for you is for you. Somebody out there right now talking about, this bitch swear she know about what God got for people. All she do is cuss and carry on and this, that, and the other. And I know God got something for your dumb ass, too. And it's the call, 347-202-0392, and press 1 with all your dumb ass mind. and press 1 and tell me to my ears, ear to ear, just how you figure. I think somebody has been compelled, and I love it when they get compelled because, you know, we all love everybody. But this brother right here, I'm going to just bring him on. Will of God, will of Lord.
Wow. Wait a minute. Are you serious? Wait, let me say this.
Adrian! I love him.
What the heck you doing, girl? You hurting him again?
It's my anniversary.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. Let me say that again. Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Him and his Frank Sinatra ass.
And the girl that you can. Happy anniversary. Man,
Lord have mercy.
I might have somebody throwing some panties at me or something. Crazy, okay?
Lord.
It's a misunderstanding. I did not say that. No, it wasn't me.
It would be a misunderstanding. That would be a misunderstanding.
You know,
see what I'm talking
about?
Saying?
Especially they got them stains, you know, some, never mind.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
Well, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wasn't me. I ain't say nothing. Wasn't me.
You know, those be them girls. They be them real hot, so diddy ones, too, talk about,
yo,
oh, so she's so loud.
Yo,
she's
we
so
got
loud.
A new name for them. Give him a new name. Call him Cheerio Yo.
That is horrible.
Woo!
Will,
yo,
so,
happy anniversary, girl.
Out here, thank you so much. When you see the people out here, and my topic tonight is just basically, are you going to answer that? So, Will, are you going to answer that?
Well, dang. All right. Well, man, when I see people out here, I try to figure out what people I'm looking at. Because it seems like they change all the time. Not only their clothes sometimes they don't want to change their clothes. They change their fruit. They change their spirit. They even change their god darn minds. No, let me stop. But they be changing like the weather. You look at it one day, they all happy-go-lucky. They look at them again. They look like they're talking French. You be like, come on, man. What's up with you? And they only got one thing to say. And then you can't understand what they're saying because you don't want to hear what they got to say because they changed on you. So you're like, wait a minute, man. How do I got to get back to get inside of your grace or get inside of your mind or be able to compute everything that you're saying to me at one time? You just can't. So I don't know who those people are or where those people come from. Could it be Mars? They could be Pluto? You know, I don't know. But as soon as they find out who the Lord is, they might be able to change to become peculiar people.
You know, and it's funny that you said that because it's as soon as they know who the Lord is, because those people that are happy-go-lucky one day and then not happy-go-lucky the next, you do have to kind of ask them, you got to kind of look at them because those are the ones that claim to know God. But if they are the ones that really claim to know God, then they need to know, and anyone out there that's listening needs to know that the same God on a very, very good day is that same God who is there covering you on the very worst day. And if you don't believe it, well, shit. If you don't believe it, then I don't want it to be wished on you, but I pray that the God that it does happen, the day that you feel like you are all the way out there and you are completely fucking spent and you are like hand on the trigger and you are like gun in the mouth and you are going to swallow that bullet, think about this one thing. If nobody ever told you, God fucking loves you with all of his heart
he would not have allowed the shit to happen to you if he didn't think and know that you could fucking handle it. I don't know how much simpler I can say that shit, but if you are out there and you are listening to me right now and you believe that you need to pay a bill and you believe that the people keep calling you and you believe that your rent is due and you believe that you can't eat and you believe that your kids been eating oodles and noodles for last month and you believe that the kids, their hair looks a mess, but you believe that everything else in your life is in a shambles and you believe that you'd rather kill them, kill yourself. You believe that you'd rather drop them fuckers off somewhere and then go run into a bridge. You believe that you'd rather choose another way of living it. You are highly mistaken, and you need to learn who made you and what he made you fucking for. All that copping out bullshit is for the birds, and I'm done with it. Antonia Bat, I think you're on line 3, and you always make me smile because you always bring me back from wherever I be at.
All right.
So, Antonia.
Hey, Adrian. How good to talk to you, and I'm glad to see that you know how to keep the faith and believe in God, because I had a friend who just told me she's seen two different situations where somebody had jumped off a bridge. One woman took her little girl with her. And one was a guy who jumped off the side of the bridge with his arms spread open wide. I don't know what was going on in their life, but they must have not had God. So I'm not saying that they had to believe as I believe, but they need something and somebody and the supreme being to let them keep the faith. So I'm there with you. You can always rely on God to keep your spirits up. So you keep on doing what you're doing, Adrian, whatever it takes to keep you going, and I'm sure I will never see you on that bridge, okay?
I know that's right, and if you do, everybody better stop. Y'all see me on the fucking bridge, we got a problem. Y'all better go find out why the hell I'm on the bridge, because something happened, and I must be looking for somebody on that damn bridge. I'm trying to tell you, it is no way in the world. God sent me here for a purpose. And if you see me on the bridge, that's because somebody done fell off that bitch, and I'm trying to get them back. Now, I thank you so much, Antonia. I love you always. You know that for the support. Now, it looks like I have another caller on line 4. Caller, can you hear me? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, that would be you.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say to my sister, to my good friend that I've been knowing since 1997, I'm so proud of you, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday, Pammy.
This is all right, all right. You know, it's my birthday.
But happy birthday, Pammy.
Thank you, baby. I want to also say to you, ever change for anybody. However you want to make your delivery to get your point across, you do so. Be it using profanities, be it using straight white language, what we learn at Dell State and all that, you never change who you are. Never.
I love you.
I love you even more.
This is why we have life, y'all. For anybody that's out there that doesn't understand what friendship is about, you go through good, you go through bad, you go through ugly, you go through thick, you go through thin, you go through dirt, you go through blood, you go through all of that, and still at the end of the day, it's nothing but mad love. Like, I will go to bat for this girl. Like,
you better
know
it.
She was for me. And it's like, Cayman, I will go to bat for Cayman. And Cayman know it. And another man that I would really go bat for, Tavi. You know, happy birthday. You know I love you. And we need to do something, man. We need to do something.
No, you already know. But
I got a poet. Go ahead. What'd you say? You just wanted to what?
No, I just wanted to tell you that because I was on the phone for the whole conversation when you first got online. You were seeing how some of your critics is criticizing you by the way that you come off and use a profanity. Whatever
yes.
it takes to get attention, if that's what it takes to get their attention, then by all means, you're doing a hell of a job and you keep it up and you don't change your format for anybody.
Thank you.
And we're going to take that shit to the hills because, you know, D Block Church starts next week and it's going to go pop. We there. That's Purpose Kingdom.
One of my about day because, you know, you already know we got our own kind of D-block.
We on that. We on that, and that's D Block. All that, and that's what I'm trying to talk about, and that's what that's what it's about. Because everybody needs. There's nowhere in the world that God can't go, and if you believe that you somewhere in this world right now that you think you hiding from God, you are highly fucking mistaken. And the day I meet you, you best believe I'm a damn sure tell you.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you. But, Terry, I love you. I love you. But right now, I got a poet on the phone, and y'all know he's my favorite poet. Paul
Smith. Hey, what's up, baby girl? Happy anniversary. You know, I had to call in here to wish you a happy anniversary. You know, we support one another. But, girl, let me tell you something.
It's been 2 years for me, man. I'm telling you, sticking this thing, you're going to be here. You're going to be here 2 years, I can't imagine.
Right. But look, I was in touch with somebody tonight. He's supposed to be doing programs for an event I got coming up. And the event is next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday. She calls me tonight and is going to quote me this outrageous price and talk about, don't you think you got a deal on that? And I hung up. That was my answer to him. I hung the phone up. And this is a friend of mine's son that when he was down and out, I used to, you know, kick him out a few dollars here and there to keep him going and send out. And he's going to turn his back. Man, but click up, talk to my friend, Mr. Click.
And that's how they do.
Yes, and I'm going to get on the computer and figure this thing out, and I'm going to make my own programs. I don't need you, boy. I'll teach you how to stunt. I'm old school.
I know that's right. He said, let me talk. You want to talk to him? I got a one. Here we go. Tone. Tell him what it sound like.
Click. The only thing is, it ain't fun banging on somebody on a cell phone. Back in the day when we had the regular phones, you could just slam that phone out and they got it.
You
cell phone, you just push a button. It takes the fun out of it, but I still enjoy it.
And you know what? Everybody's pushing buttons and pushing buttons and pushing some buttons. And I must say that everybody out there on my anniversary, congratulations to us all because we just got a new BevNet all-time connection record.
Okay.
With 272,346 wonderful supporters and listeners. And
oh, you done took my record away, huh?
Definitely. Huh?
You done took my record away, but that's okay. I love
you
for
it.
That just gives me something else to strive for, and it's a perfect day to do it. Yes.
And that's all right. That's all right.
It's all love.
Because you know what? And you know what? I think it's been a minute since we hit. I thank everybody for out there listening. Make sure that tomorrow is another day and you keep on talking about my anniversary because one thing for sure, two things for certain, there is somebody out there right now that is just waiting. They are sitting there. And my question really, truthfully, honestly is, what the hell are you waiting on?
Okay.
I mean, sometimes you know when the shit is going so wrong in your life, that you can't look up, down, right, back. You don't have anybody to go to. Anybody you talk to is saying the same shit. Everywhere you turn is the same thing. And it feels like the world is caving in. And that's exactly what it feels like, that your world is caving in. This is nothing, guys, that are people that are out there listening that have things caving on them and they don't understand what it is. This is really, really just nothing but God sitting on your shoulders trying to suffocate your fucking ass until you just look up for 16 seconds and say, God, I'm fucked up, but please help me. Save me. Damn. I make it seem so easy, but y'all, it is so not easy because the only thing you got to do is break you. And that's the hardest thing to ever break. Now, I got another sister on BevNet on here.
And before I bring her on, I just want you to know that we are so, when you are in the realms of God, it's really nothing like it. And sometimes you can't hear other shit and you can't get close to other things because you are somewhere completely different. Today was a realm of God somewhere completely different. And Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. How are you, Adrian?
I am great. How are you this evening?
All right. I wanted to start off by saying happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. How is Mom doing?
Mom is doing much better today, and I appreciate you being a blessing, you and Troy Daly. Y'all was definitely a blessing. We definitely seen some improvement after the prayer and even after the song that you sang. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Amen. She's still in the realms. We're going to keep her up because people have to understand something. We got generations and generations. Our elders are holding on, y'all. They're holding on for us. They're holding on to see us answer these calls. We are not fucking listening to the right shit because we can't answer calls that we can't hear. Y'all, they do not have much time. We need to hear these calls. Because this is, if we don't, we are going to look up and the generations will be gone and we won't know what to do. Then we will be repeating ourselves. God knows, we don't even want to hear, y'all don't even want to hear about the fucking history, let alone repeat this shit. Andrea, I'm sorry, I just had to say that because I know some of them out there listening like,
That's all right, girl. I wanted to say congratulations too on your BevNet record.
Thank you.
Yes, you so deserve that so well. And this is a perfect time to do it on your anniversary.
Yes, it's my anniversary.
Hey.
It's a celebration. Every time we get together, every time I get the chance to come to the BevNet and talk, it is a celebration. This is the first time that I didn't even try to do anything different, anything special. It was just, you know what? The topic was, are you going to answer that? And then when I was putting it all together, I said, you know what? There's no other better way but than just to wrap up 2 years. We've been talking about it. We haven't been getting grimy. We haven't been talking about all of the trifling things that are happening out in the world. Like, on this show, we touch base on them, and that's it. I don't give people names. You know, most people don't even get names on here. You know, but for the most part, it's like where we could go, we got 270,000. This 270,000 needs to be quadrupled. Why? Because we are talking about the only thing that is going to help us, the only thing that is going to save us, and that is God himself, and that is the blood of Jesus. Because if it was not, there's people out there right now that just got some, that just say, God, Jesus, what is going on? What is going on? Yo, we are talking realness all day. I don't really care what you call him. I don't really care how you want to look at it. You can look at this thing and say that there was a creator. He made it. He did it. And then he looked at what he did. The people that he had there wasn't really getting it. And he was trying to figure out why it was so fucked up. And he realized, all right, the best thing for me to do is what? Send somebody down there that's just like me. So who am I going to send? My right-hand motherfucking man. My boy. My son. Man I raised, you know? So I dig him down there. He knows nothing about anything, but all he knows is me. So all he knows is love. All he knows is care. But he comes with gifts. He comes with healing. He comes with all of that. So really, when you look at him, you look at and see fucking God. Do you understand that? Do you see that transition right there? That's just like in any other hood movie.
that you would see, or any godfather that have a Joey Red and a Joey Black. I don't understand why it is that we can watch Joey Red and a Joey Black and Sonny and all of these people, and we can watch them and we can work that out. I don't understand how we can see Money, Tristan, Simon, and Ebo work out a system in Blue Hill Avenue from one thing to another. I don't understand how we can see Payton School work it down and everything, and we can still see it every day. I don't see how we can watch Dead Presidents and watch it and see that it's a great movie and not understand what's going on. I don't understand how we can see I Am Legend and not understand what is going on. I don't understand how we can see I Am Robot and not understand what is going on. I don't understand how we can see The Day After Tomorrow and not understand what is going on, because we want to watch fucking TV. So we want to watch fucking movies, and they are watching us right now. And because of the fact that we are watching TV, but we are not listening to God. We are not watching for God. We are watching everything else but God. Do you know that people will take away a blessing just so that they won't give it to God? Y'all remember the other day, like a couple months ago, when the bums were out there doing angelistic work. What do I mean by that? The one man came over to wash the lady's car, and when he walked over to the car, the lady was pregnant and she was in labor. And he directly jumped right into what? The doctor. He delivered this baby. He took his shoestrings off and he tied the ladies and called him a guardian angel. No, they didn't.
Wow.
They didn't even call him that. They called him a fucking good Samaritan. I said at least he could have been a guardian angel. At least we would have gave him an angel. You understand? They called him a good Samaritan. The next day, another bum on a tarmac in a septic station hears a man about to plunge on the tracks, talking about his life is over and there's nothing else to live for. And this man comes out of his sack and walks all the way down there and talks this man off of the ledge. They call him a good Samaritan. These people are angels. We have God all around us and all on us, and we just refuse to acknowledge him. So the question tonight is simply that. Are you going to answer that? Or are you going to continue to let that shit just sit? No, I'm not telling you that you got to be pure and gold and everything silver and step up and be prim and proper tomorrow. That's not it. That ain't even what God is asking you for. God is asking you for a commitment. God is asking you for a commitment to say that I want to get better because, God, I want to know what you want me to be. How about that shit?
Wow.
Not throwing shots at anybody, not throwing any kind of shade anywhere. How about ask yourself, God, what is it that you really are saying to me? Because you damn sure know he ain't going to come out. He ain't going to look like the man hanging on the wall, because everybody done already told you that's the white man, Jesus, and everything else, and this, that, and the other thing. So it's his face. It's his face. So then the question would be, what is this God supposed to look like? And what the hell is he going to sound like? So if you're out there and you're listening for a fucking voice, or you looking for a man wrapped in some sheets coming with some cloth and glowing around with some music like, hum, and then he floats into the air, hit me up on Facebook because we might be able to work something out. That might be a good movie or something.
Well, you know what I mean? That might be a good movie.
We might be able to do that if you see it like that.
Huh? Yo, hello.
Yo.
That might be my cue. Hey, do we have Andrea?
Hey, girl.
I was thinking
what's up, girl? Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I miss you, baby, but I'm saying, man, you know, everybody's super duper praying. And anybody that's listening right now, please pray for Doris Presley, Andrea's mom. Right
yeah.
this second, as soon as we get off, no matter where you go, just pray. And not only for her mom, but for your parents, too, and your family, and the whole entire world. But this is misunderstanding because I'm on the phone talking on Dango Alien Show. Go ahead, baby, kill him.
But you know what the best part about it is? Anytime that you get a chance to put up a prayer for a matriarch. The world doesn't even know what matriarchs are anymore. We are losing our matriarchs. And if you haven't had an opportunity to come across a matriarch, and because I'm not going to say like they had to have been in your family, because I am a generation, I did not know my grandparents on either side. So I don't know what it's like to have a grandmother. I don't know what it's like to see my older, you know, my mother's not in her 70s, not even yet. She's still, you know, hanging. But she ain't hanging, but you know what I mean. She's still kicking. But to see so much life still, it's awesome, y'all. We have so much to fucking fight for. You don't understand this little minimal, this little shit that we're going through right now. It's so minimal. But because we don't have God, because you're missing that major, major part, he takes so much away from it. Takes the sting out of it. That way it just becomes something that you got to do. And it ain't the trod of ever. I know what it's like to feel like you have to trod. I know what it's like to feel like that you are alone. I know what it feels like to feel like you are spent. You tried your last. You don't have anything else to say. You're done with everything. You don't really have any more excuses. You have no more stories to tell. And there's nothing else to do. I mean, the best thing you can ever want to do is just look up. The best
That's
thing you
awesome.
Can ever do is just want to look up.
Yeah.
Because your help comes from straight up. And
yeah,
I mean, no one will give you better help than straight up. And if you can understand that, if you don't understand anything else that I ever say, life is so important, and the dash that you leave, everything. The dash you leave is everything. So if within your dash right now, if you are listening to me and you are a part of this record-breaking show, and there is nothing going on in your dash right now, You can still change that shit. Yeah, I said we because every day we can change something. And ain't nobody fucking perfect. And I damn sure know that it ain't me that is. Do I strive to be? Yeah, most days. Some days I actually want to go the opposite way just so I can, you know, fuck something up. But I thank God because he roots me around other people that keep me grounded. Just when I want to fall. And that's what life's about. You surround yourself around the people that you need to be around so that you know that when it's time to get help and it's time to say, you got somebody that can take that butt with you. That's what it's about. It's just like God. God is a friend who is a friend regardless of any place you are. Regardless of how anybody feels about you, regardless of how you feel about you, God is still your friend. And a friend of everybody that we all have here. He's not God, but he is definitely a friend of everybody that we have here. And that is Brother O. Brother O, it's Ngozi time.
Watch your mouth, girl. Watch your mouth. I want to thank God for what he's done for us and what he continues to do for us on a constant basis. Miss Adrian Allen, of course, officially, congratulations on your 11th all-time DevNet Connection record, and that is tying the one and only Baina Lovely Ellis for fourth all-time on our Story Network. I want to just thank you for a wonderful show, you being who you are and what you, your essence. You know I love you. Only the atoms, so I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave it there. And the world, don't worry about understanding that. You will never understand that. that would be a misunderstanding that you'll never understand. Tonight is your anniversary. And I remember the time when we talked about you being a radio host. And you're like, you know what? I can do it. Yeah. You know what? I got so many things on my mind. Oh, you just don't understand. I got volumes. Remember that? I got books on what I think it's all in my mind. Remember that? It's in my cerebellum. I said, girl, just do it. Right? Remember that conversation? And today, with the help of God Almighty, you're doing not only Misunderstandings with Adrian, but you're also doing Deepak Church with our the second presiding chaplain of our network and brand new producer of Blog Talk Radio, the Right Reverend Tor Daily on Purpose Kingdom Network. Adrian, I'm very proud of you. This concept, I believe in, period. How come you allow her to curse? Oh, because I want to. Mind your business. I do what I want. I'm CEO. I do what I want. I don't care about the people out there that don't understand what Adrian Allen's about. Mm-mm. Just like the person that called in, your friend called in, she said it best. You know, it's all about reaching the people that need to be reached. That's what Adrian Allen does for us. And just before I go into, I'm going to go ahead and pay the bills, and I got some wonderful things to do after that. This is the Dynamic OLED Ngozi Primetime Radio Studio, A3, Long Beach, California. Beverly Nation is advertising through, once again, Oladeli Ngozi Enterprise. You reach us at the Ngozi Enterprises.vpweb.com. We are Ngozi Primetime Radio on Twitter. We are OLED _ Ngozi Primetime Radio on Instagram. And also, we are Oladeli Ngozi Enterprises and Oladeli Malewa Ngozi. Both pages are on the one and only greatest social media arm universe, that is Facebook. Any comments or suggestions to our programming? Oladeli.ngozi@gmail.com. Adrian? Leo, yes. Diva, I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. You know that. And all the folks out there that don't understand not only the broadcasting glue as well as our friendship, I really don't care if you don't. Because Adrian and Oladele build and maintain championships. Congratulations again, Miss Adrian Allen, on your 11th all-time DevNet Connection record. Folks out there in the world, all the emails I've received, I want to let you know that y'all can go to hell, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Hey, Reverend Chaplain, let them know what's going on with Purpose Kingdom and DevNet OLED Primetime.
I don't know what y'all think has been going on, but the pretend East Coast West Coast beef that people trying to create out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no rivalry, no Blog Talk Internet war. You know, I'm sorry, y'all. That's how y'all looking to help everybody build ratings. It's not coming that way, because that's not what God sent me forth to do. That's not
that's right.
what God sent the kingdom forth to do. And if the truth be told, we are still BevNet strong.
call right now.
We still work together, 307 that whole store. I'm sorry. I mean no disrespect. I know it's a new name. I'm just used to saying BevNet. I'm sorry.
No, it's still BevNet. It's still, no, Chapman.
Okay.
It's still BevNet Online Radio as part of the product that is Ngozi, Olad Ngozi Primetime Radio. But the greatest thing out there, you hear, she is and will always be, just like Audrey Dennis is the first presiding chaplain. Am I right, Reverend? Our chaplain, Colleen Daly, is the second presiding chaplain of the one and only Beverly Nation. And the greatest thing, Adrian, you hear, I know Adrian like, uh-oh, what the world? Don't cry, Adrian. I got no Kleenex. But this woman here is a producer extraordinaire. The greatest thing that she has done, and I want to bring back on the family. Adrian, if you don't mind, I want to bring back on Will and Todd.
Wait. I'm going to tell you honestly. Let's not do that because tonight is not about me. It's about Adrian.
I don't think Adrian is going to mind Chaplain, but I got to bring on BevNet family to make this right. And you're going to understand what I mean when I do this. Will, Antonia, and Andrea, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Andrea? Oh, she's there. Andrea? I think she's there.
What's
Antonia?
Up, Chappy?
Hey, Will.
I'm in the cut, cold chilling, living like a fucking show up. Yeah.
Adrian? Are you there, Adrian?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got to give props where props are due. You're a producer of Purpose Kingdom Network. Has done some extraordinary things on Blog Talk here with BevNet. And I want all the folks out there that are listening to the sound of my voice, you, because Ngozi said so, please, please, please support the Purpose Kingdom Network. Support everything that they are doing. Support Adrian Allen next Thursday night when it comes down to D-Block Church. Our chaplain has done outstanding things. She holds the record for a lot of things here at BevNet. And I will digress because the Reverend told me so. But the fact of the matter is that all of us are here are family. Right, Will? Right, Tony? We are here because of the strength of God and Him Almighty and Him Sovereign and Him Excelsior Deo. Am I correct there, Chaplain? We will continue to build Blog Talk Radio and make it great. Tonight, Adrian broke. You ready for this, guys? The 140th BevNet all-time connection record as a whole and her 11th all-time, fourth all-time in the history of the one and only story, Beverly Nation. And what a wonderful thing to do. And on her second anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to let Chaplain minister unto Adrian for this wonderful night. Go ahead, girl.
And don't get it twisted out there, everybody, because Too Thorough and Dutch Too Thorough is still the same nigga. Oh, Negro. I did not say that word. Anyway.
That's all right. Yeah, it's misunderstanding.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
It's misunderstanding, baby. It's all right. You were
right.
Just misunderstood. They got you.
They understood what you were saying.
That's right.
Adrian.
They definitely understood you because on this show, they hate. A lot of niggas on this show.
You ain't lying.
Adrian.
That's
Tori,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You did it, Will. You did it. Go ahead, Tori.
You know, I didn't, although thank you, O, for that. I really didn't call in for that. I called in to tell you how proud I am of you, to congratulate you on your anniversary, to congratulate you on your 11th all-time record connection, and just to celebrate with you. I got to spend the day with you today, and I must say, you are truly, truly an amazing woman. just the way that you walk. Like, listen, what y'all hear on the air is not a on-air personification. This is A. Simply A. This is who she is. And if you understood the battle that she actually goes through just to get to here.
That's right. That's
you right. have no clue as to the blessing that God has before you. And Adrian, you know, what God is getting ready to do through you and how he is getting ready to use you, how he is already using you, but how he is getting ready to use you in such a new and mighty, mighty way to reach the nation. He has granted you a spirit of Ezekiel. That's how come most people don't understand you. Like, Ezekiel wasn't the regular prophet that just went around and said, the Lord said this, thus, and thou. Ezekiel was the prophet. The guy would tell Ezekiel to go do some weird stuff that would have everybody looking at Ezekiel going, why is he laying over there and all that poop? What's wrong with him? And then he would get up and explain to the people why God had him do what he did, that he had to do it to get their attention so that he could give them the word from the Lord. That's you.
All right.
Well, I praise God for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Andrea, I also said the day was about you. I had gotten cut off. I was going to say you and then say Adrian, but I said it was about you because, you know, we are praying for you. I love you, and we're praying for you. That's I can't say no more. We're praying for everybody. And that was it. I love you guys. I'll see y'all on Purpose Kingdom. I will
right
be
now.
Visiting BevNet. We have some collaborations that in place on some level. So we're going to be seeing you all back and forth between the kingdoms. And understand, when you hear us talk about kingdom membership, although, of course, we're talking about Purpose Kingdom, we're truly talking about the kingdom of God. Figure out if you're going to answer the call and become a member of the kingdom.
Now, chaplain, that you...
Amen.
I haven't said that to you in a long time. And that's history right there, guys. Chaplain, thank you so much for calling in tonight with us. And you know I love you very much. You know that. And that goes beyond broadcasting.
Yes, thank you. Love you too.
All right. And the final words I have tonight, and thank you for our second presiding chaplain, the Right Reverend Tory Daly. Adrian, I will talk to you after the show because, you know what, these people don't deserve what I want to say. I'm not saying nothing. I say nothing like Drake said. Chicken wings and fries don't go on dates. On that note... I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malewa and Gozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. I'm so proud of Adrian Allen tonight. And to know this woman, short in stature but large in spirit, to know this woman that said she will come behind your son and pull their pants up. Please, 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 all the folks out there that want to join the Adrian Allen Pull Your Pants Up movement. And that means... actually, go out there and pull your son's pants up and don't have to know you, please, 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 you can call me. Right, you know, I'm going to give you the number right now. Agent, they ain't ready for me right now. I'm going to give them the number to where they can call me at this time. And folks, I mean, we mean this. Agent, we're not playing games. If you think we're playing games with you guys, man, or you guys want to disrespect older women and you don't want to have your pants all down and think that that's cute, it's not cute. There's nothing that, you know, that is disrespectful that can be cute. And, folks, I just want to let people know out there that we have to take our kids back. Adrian talks about that all the time. Can we take our children back to where we need them to be? And that, it's sad in its own self. You can call me directly, okay? 408. That's right. I'm that boy. That boy is bad, right? 408-290-5339. And either we can, you can call me directly. If you have any problems, I'm like Adrian. You know, I try not to do that because I'm a producer. I'll crush you out on the side, let you know that you are an unfit mother or father to let your kids walk around the house like that. It is what it is. So, on that note, I digress. I am Odell in the lane when it goes. It's ain't good luck to all the folks on Force Radio. We're over time. Adrian, congratulations on that 11th girl. And I digress. Let's get out of here.
Well, the best thing I could say is it's my anniversary. So, we did 2 years, and we'll see how far we can go. Only God can say. Toy, I thank you. You know I love you. Andrea, we're praying for you. Will, your support is always, I told you, your energy is everything. And I can't believe you talk like that. Antonia, for your support all day long, all day. Paul, you everything. Because you're the newbie, but you got it going. You're the poet. But everybody else that's out there that I know that listen, Tabby, happy birthday. Cayman, my nigga. That's my dog. Oh, I miss Cayman. But I thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling me. I love you guys all. Next week, don't forget, though, we going D-Block Church. So anybody you know that's going through some shit, tell them they need to get on that thing. Because, we trying to take that thing over. I'm definitely trying to tell you, we trying to take that thing over. And I'm trying to have D-Block on, all kinds of stuff and everything. But thank you, y'all. I love you. 11-11 is my baby's birthday. How about it? But I love y'all. And don't forget, D-Block Church, Purpose Kingdom Network. Was it 323-780-4174? I think that's it. If not, blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. You know what it is. See you guys later. Love you all. And if you ain't getting it, get this.